On the phone right now, the wonderful Lisa Lampanelli. How are you?
Oh, my God. This is such an honor for you.
It is for me. I'm
you
so excited.
I'm so thrilled to have the most beautiful, funniest woman in the world calling you right now.
Well, you're one of my favorites, and I was really excited when they told me I was going to have the opportunity to actually talk to you.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's so much better than calling someone who doesn't know who I am. That's always a big, big confidence boost.
How do they not know who you are? You are the lovable queen of mean. You are a girl who tells it like it is. And I have
so much
respect for that.
Like, loving the interviews where like, so tell us what you do. I'm like, okay, turn off the meth addiction and turn on the television. Botch.
Right. And like right now, you must be in your element with all the current stuff going on, especially.
Oh my God. The best thing about the whole presidency is that I, as you know, did Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump. So I kind of have an up-close and personal look at him, I mean physically and emotionally and mentally. So my show now I view it as about 30-40% Trump, the rest of it the audience. So it all works.
As it should be. I mean, but you had the opportunity that most people do not have. A, you were on a reality show with him. B, you actually got to roast him where you got to insult him prior to becoming president.
Right. Well, what's great about that is, seriously, now he gets in these tweet wars with people who insult him. But back then, and during the roast, he was so great. He literally came up to every one of us, even the ones who bombed, i.e. the situation. And he was like, this was the greatest night. Thank you so much. So I'm like, wait a minute, what happened between now and then? So luckily, I think he still thinks I don't mean any of the jokes I say about him, so I just go off. It's so much fun. I don't think he's going to tweet me at this point. I think I get away with it.
And honestly, like, how could he tweet you? I mean, you'd come back with, like, tons of ammunition against
him. That's actually probably true, because honestly, ever since the presidential thing happened, I mean, the jokes keep writing themselves, so now the part of my show that has a lot of Trump in it has even more Trump in it. So it's Trump-tastic, Trump central, Trump everything.
And how does the audience react? Because I've heard a lot of different comedians doing Trump stuff, and then some people get booed. I mean, how's your audience been?
Well, I'm lucky enough that my audience knows I make fun of everything and everybody. So they don't really take it personally. Even if they're Trump supporters, they know the jokes just stand on their own. So, I mean, they know I don't mean half the stuff I say. So they just go, you know what, she makes fun of all of it. I mean, I throw Hillary under the bus down there, too. So the fact is, I'm not a political comic. I don't really kind of put my views out there politically because that's just not what I do. So I think I get accepted by the audience, thankfully.
I think, and the thing is, you're an equal opportunity offender.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. No one goes unscathed. Like, every single person in the audience or every type of person in the world gets made fun of. I mean, if they come to see me in Torrington, that's what they're going
to
get.
I know, and that's what we love about you. That's why we go to see you.
Yes.
And you are a woman of many hats. I mean, you do stand-up, you've been in movies, you've been in TV, you've been reality TV, and you're a playwright.
Yeah, I'm kind of like Michelangelo. Well, no, he was just a painter. What a loser. I am more of a, like, every person in the world. Like, I'm like Kim Kardashian if I had a better ass.
Well, you know, but you're smart.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And I have talent. Shoot,
there you
I'm
go.
Really bad with metaphors.
So are you going to do more theater?
You know what? Yes. Hopefully my play is coming back either later in this year or next year. It was a play called Stuffed, and it's about women and food. And as you know, after my weight struggles for 32 years, I got weight loss surgery and kept the weight off 100-something pounds for 5 years. So it's one of these things where I'm like, okay, we have to put this out there. We have to talk about these different food and eating things in a fun way. And this way people kind of get the message that it's a struggle and they're not alone. But if you don't do it in a fun, funny way, I don't think people listen.
I agree. I totally agree. Now, you're a hometown girl, too. You're from Trumbull.
Yes.
So I got to ask this question. Where is the spot that you need to go whenever you're in Connecticut?
Well, I personally, I still live half the time in Connecticut in a different town, which everybody knows, but I'm not going to say on the radio, mm-hmm. Fairfield. And I love me a Fairfield Dairy Queen moment, and I'll tell you why. Because even with this surgery, you can stuff down a little bit of ice cream, okay? And the second that Dairy Queen closes to sell Christmas trees in the winter, I'm really pissed off at them. I'm like, okay, first of all, baby Jesus would not approve of that. Second of all, open it up. A biatch needs her fix, okay?
I agree. Totally 100%. Ice cream fixes all.
Put it this way. Food is medication. Food is love. That's how we all get so damn fat, and then we have to go get half our stomach cut out so we can't eat like we have 9 rectums anymore.
Oh, jeez. All right, so do you have any, like, movies on the horizon? Because you were doing movies for a while, doing
that. Oh, yeah, no. I pretty much, here's what I do. I'm 55, so I do whatever comes along that seems fun. So right now, fun for me is kind of doing some dates on the road. It's doing, you know, my play. It's doing sort of, I'm writing another play about the same 4 women in my play and food, excuse me, and men and relationships. So I just kind of do fun. Whatever comes up that sounds good, like last year an episode of 2 Broke Girls came up that they asked me to do. I was like, sounds fun, and I do it. So I think at this age, I'm just kind of having a good time.
More power to you, man. That's great.
Yeah, it's like I think you get to a certain age that you just go, life isn't really about accomplishment. It's really about fun and connection and really liking what you do. So I feel like if I died tomorrow, I accomplished enough.
That's great, dude.
Oh, my God. I know. I can't believe I got to that point because it used to be all about achieve, resume. And it's not anymore. It's weird. There's a shift that takes place. And that shift's called menopause, and you lose all will to live.
Also, you want to live your life. You want to do things that make you happy, you know?
Yeah, I really love family, friends. That's why I live part-time in Connecticut and part-time in the city, just so I could kind of, you know, feed. I hate to sound so super spiritual, but, like, you have to feed your soul and what works for you. So I think I got pretty lucky learning that early enough to enjoy it while I could still walk.
So are there any Comedy Central roasts on the horizon?
I don't know. They haven't asked me to do the last 2. Like the Bieber one, they totally blew me off, and the James Franco one. So I'm like, okay, well, who knows? But if they actually roasted one of my heroes, I would try to get in there again because I really love when people roast people for the right reasons, like that they're actually have accomplishments and stuff. So, because a roast is an honor. It's not really supposed to be about, oh, we hate this person. So I didn't understand why they did Bieber. It just didn't make sense.
I thought you would have been perfect to roast Bieber, though.
I know, like, I know.
I was really disappointed.
I probably wouldn't have done it because it's not, again, a roast is an honor. It's not, you know, taking some little jerk who acts like an infant and putting him on a pedestal. I just don't think that's cool. But if they roasted someone that I can really, really respect, I would love to do it.
That's awesome. So you're going to be at the Warner Theater in Torrington, March 25th. Tickets are still available at warnertheater.org. Thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
Oh, my God, it was great. Thank you so much.
You're
for
my favorite. I'm so excited.
Yay.
All right.
Thank you, honey.
Have a great day. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.